Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. The division of design and management remained. Well, I had not the chance at SDNM to only do design mm-hmm. because we had to manage a company together. But his focus was mainly on management of the project, and my focus was more on the technical side of the projects. The big chance, the special sort of gold digging in the Start project was that I had the chance to bring a lot of ideas which I had from my university career into that project. Mm-hmm. I always thought about it, and I do that until today. I always write some article here, a lecture on the conference or whatsoever. I thought about how can I use that in the practical life of my project. Mm-hmm. I sat in the train, on the bus, and read the communications of the ACM or the IEEE transactions on software engineering. And I thought, what can I do with that idea? Can I use it? Huh? Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting. Let's try it. So I developed several interesting concepts for the first, or I used several interesting concepts for the first time in that project, and then we used it again and again in and the most important thing, which I'm very proud, was that we did the design with the, in those times, rather new idea of data abstraction. Mm-hmm. We had to do some sort of design, and nobody knew how to do it. At SoftLab, they only had learned structured programming. Well, Dijkstra had made his famous paper, Go To Considered Harmful, and then the structured programming concept in 1968 to 1972 in this time, and then the Nassi Schneiderman charts came out, and SoftLab picked them up, and it was the big story of SoftLab. But it was a very simple thing of structured programming. Okay, we had to do it, but I found it not the most important thing.